Morning, 8:46 the time, 100.7 WHUD.
And celebrity chef Rocco DiSpirito recently relaunched the Standard Grill at the Highline Hotel in New York City.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm good. I'm, rocking and rolling at the Standard Grill now. We opened to the public a few months ago. It's going well. You guys have to come by.
What should I order?
You have to order raw bar. Do you like raw bar?
Sure.
Oysters, clams, yeah. We have the best. I think we have, in a top 10 category, sort of best raw bar in New York City. My pecanic scallops and uni from Union Pacific, a classic dish of mine that I've been doing for 30 years, and shrimp, lobster, clams, oysters, all that stuff. I'm very picky. I don't know if you've heard that about me. Very, very picky. So I don't serve just any clams and oysters. We throw away about 20% of them. If I open them and I don't like them, I throw away.
What would you recommend to our home grillers who are trying to, cook a nice steak outside? Are they making a major mistake somewhere along the line?
You know, when it comes to the heat and meat, you're probably not going to make too many mistakes, right? If the grill is hot and the meat is a decent quality, it's going to taste great. That's the good thing about grilling. Very forgiving. But there is something that I do there that you can do at home, which is use Binchotan charcoal. Binchotan is Binchotan. And you can get it on Amazon now. It's a little more expensive than regular charcoal, but it really is worth it. It adds so much flavor. And the cool thing about it is it's smokeless, so you can do it inside, outside. So that's something people can do. And I think the biggest mistake people make is they don't get their grill hot enough, and they don't season their meat, and they don't temper their meat. So if you get your grill hot, you season meat very, very well, lots of salt and pepper. Usually on the grill, you're cooking big cuts of meat that are thick, 2 inches, 3 inches thick, so you need a lot of seasoning. And then temper the meat that you're working with, which means don't take it out of the fridge and put it right on the grill. You have to let it sit outside at room temp for easily 10 to 20 minutes, 30 minutes sometimes, depending on the size. Most people don't do that. Do you do that?
No, I throw it right on the grill.
Yeah, right from the fridge, right on the grill. And then you wonder why it's not getting charred. And that's because it's cold. It's ice cold when it hits the grill. So if the temperature of the meat is closer to the temperature of the grill, it'll char more easily.
I let mine sit outside. I bring it a drink, a magazine.
That's good. Yeah, you entertain it.
Right.
Let it take a dip of the pool. No problem. Of course, the thing you can't do is let it sit outside too long. Then it'll start to go sideways. You don't want that either.
We don't want that either. So I'm going to temper my grilling meat before I put it on the grill.
Leave it out. Let it relax.
I didn't realize that.
We learn something new every day. That's why we show up.
Thank you, Rocco DiSpirito.